Well, the federal government will introduce a bill to Parliament next week which could see social media companies and their executives face hefty punishments if they fail to remove terrorist material. Under the proposed laws, companies that don't act and quickly could be fined up to 10% of their annual turnover, and executives could be jailed for up to 3 years. David Sparks has this report.
Community outrage over the live streaming of the Christchurch attack has driven politicians to act. And the Attorney General, Christian Porter, says it's time to get heavy-handed with social media companies. He says a jury would decide what a reasonable amount of time would be for a company to remove abhorrent violent material from its platforms.
That would depend on the circumstances and what a jury considered to be reasonable. But maybe I could say that with respect to Christchurch, what happened there, I think any jury would reasonably think was totally unreasonable. So in Christchurch, the terrorists uploaded to Facebook and live streamed their horrendous and violent acts. That live streams from 0 to 17 minutes. It was then available to be played and replayed. A formal complaint went into Facebook at around the 29-minute mark. At close to 60 minutes, the New Zealand police requested that they take it down. And that didn't happen until around the 69-minute mark. So what we would say, and I think what any rational person would say, is that that is a totally unreasonable period of time.
The government met with social media executives after the attack, and Christian Porter says he was less than satisfied with some of their responses. He says the tough new laws will force them to take more responsibility.
What we expect is the response will be from organisations like Facebook and like Google and YouTube, is that they'll invest more seriously in the type of technology and human resources that are required to identify this material, prevent it from being live streamed, and identify it and take it down quickly if it does slip through that initial net.
The government will brief the opposition on the detail of the bill early next week, and given Bill Shorten has made similar statements on the issue, Christian Porter says he's confident of gaining bipartisan support. While some might be happy with the severity of the punishments, others are warning that 3 years jail for executives could be unreasonable. Nigel Fair is the director of UNSW Canberra Cyber.
Well, there's certainly serious punishments, and it certainly shows the intent of the government. However, I'm a believer that jail time is for serious and violent offenders and not for the marketing executive of a social media company. I think we need to continue the discussion. Fines is a good thing. Enforceable undertakings are a good thing. And I'm sure we can get to a balanced way of dealing with this issue.
Nigel Fair is the director of UNSW Canberra Cyber. That report from David Sparks.